I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is Cinema Classics. I saw Can You Ever Forgive Me? This stars Melissa McCarthy.
Yes.
And what I thought we might discuss is Melissa McCarthy. She plays a serious role with a little bit of comedic element. She plays a real-life Lee Israel, who was a literary forger.
We just had a personal conversation about Steve Carell, Robin Williams, about comic performers who do a dramatic turn.
Very good.
How does she hold up?
She holds up for me much better than any of the actors that you have mentioned.
What about Jim Carrey in a dramatic role?
Even in his dramatic roles, I see his comedic side. Always wants to mug whether he doesn't or not. With her, I don't find her always ready to be explosive.
I've seen so few of her films. Despite that, I really enjoy her.
You know, what do you appreciate about her?
Her timing is really impeccable. Her improvisational ability.
Right.
She does a lot of great ad-libbing. Mm-hmm. You can tell, you can feel it.
Yes.
And, you know, really great comic performances are often in the reactions, you know, to other people, what's happening around them. And her reactions to the world around her are pretty phenomenal. She was in that terrible film recently, Happy Time Murders.
Right, right.
I walked out of that movie.
You know, and I can't understand that. And that's probably for another time. I thought it was very funny blowing puppets apart.
I got it. Listen, one of the two times I got a chuckle out of it, her reactions to a couple of the situations with the puppets.
Right, you know, right.
The way she responded to them, that was very funny.
I thought that when she took the role in Identity Theft, that she might be on her way. That was something a little more serious. She was stealing Jason.
See, now, I'm a huge fan of his and a fan of hers. I should see that
Jason
movie.
Jason Bateman. Of course, comedic moments. She is ransacking his credit cards, and she has to come to terms with that because she meets him and they establish a relationship. Still comedic.
Yeah.
And naturally, Bridesmaids was her defining role.
Right. The spy movie?
Yeah, Spy.
It's called Spy.
Yeah,
just Spy.
Yeah, yeah.
Memorable title.
And that wasn't quite so funny.
I remember Jason Statham being the funny.
Oh, I love that. Oh,
funniest element of that.
Thank you for remembering it. I love.
What about her is so brilliantly funny to you?
I take their ability to do comedy, even stand-up comedy. This is what they do. I accept that.
Yeah.
For her, there is something so charming in her personality. And again, I mean, she went to Actor's Studio, so she knows how to act.
Yeah.
But always, there's something about the essence of her that I really like. When her dimple shows, and she's just kind of laughing at you, and she's laughing at her situation, I like that a lot. And I suspect that's the way that's what I would like if she weren't acting, if she was just sitting here.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like. There's a spontaneous underneath recognition that all of what we do is BS and that she can turn it on or off as she goes along.
I have seen her in a dramatic performance before, St. Vincent.
Bill Murray.
Her role is definitely not overtly comic. Anything comedic that comes out of that situation
is
behavioral.
Right. Plays the neighbor or something.
She plays the neighbor, the single mom. Very solid in it.
She has a similar role for me in Life of the Party, in which her daughter is going off to college, and her husband has left her, and she's going to go to college herself.
Yeah.
She plays more of a concerned mother for her daughter, and yet, of course, she ingratiates herself with the sorority girls. But again, there's nothing really of the bridesmaid's level.
Yeah.
So I could feel her going to where she is now with Can You Ever Forgive Me? And I find the transition very easy. I find, unlike Robin Williams and others we have talked about, I don't find her forcing seriousness.
Yeah, great, because that's exactly what happened when I was watching St. Vincent. I never felt that weird, she's pushing, she's uncomfortable, or even just her regular mannerisms didn't seem ready to tip over into being too much. I really enjoy her.
Yeah.
She is one of our great contemporary comic performers.
Yes.
So I really need to see more of these movies, I guess.
We'll see more of her.
More of her, yeah. Identity Theft. This one, I'm taking a page out of your book. I'm going to see that movie.
Okay. Support for Cinema Classics comes from Film Columbus, enriching our community to make Columbus a destination for film education, exhibition, and production. Learn more at filmcolumbus.com. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.